Today's daf is Yuma daf Pei Zayin. Yuma Pei Zayin. We are at the stretch run, right? In the second to last daf of the Masechta. We actually left off Pei Vav Amud Bet. It's a fairly large blot, but they move quickly. And we're going to try to cover as much as possible today and finish at least the entire daf Pei Zayin. We left off Pei Vav Amud Bet. We reached the Gemara of Hechi Dami Bal Tshuva. Hechi Dami Bal Tshuva. Just one last point on a Gemara we quoted towards the end of yesterday's year. We said that we were discussing the pasuk of Erpa Meshuvasam, discussing the drashas for that pasuk of tshuva relating to bringing refuas to the world and other benefits. We think one that does a chait, doing tshuva just erases the chait. Adrabba, when one does proper tshuva, it actually brings good. We had the averus become zechuyas even. We had the kachtev, the pasuk says, kachuyim mechem devarim v'kachtev. First of all, we see tshuva can be done with words alone. You don't need to do a gift like bas v'dam. If you want to appease him, you may have to give a gift like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Words alone are enough. And the kachtev, it actually is machzik teva. A person does proper tshuva. And then the last Gemara we read said that G'dayla Tshuva, Tshuva is great, that one person is Tshuva and Akash Baruch Hu is Meichel, the Avinus of the whole world. And we just had a little bit of issue with that. What's the Pshat? One person is Tshuva and everyone else is Avinus are Mischaper. So we mentioned quickly at the end of this year, just to review it, that the Pshat is this beautiful Pshat from the G'dayla Shas. He brings from the Rama Mepano that it means all the people who had an opportunity to stop the fellow from doing the chait, they're also responsible. There's an arvus. In Klai Yisrael, there's a concept of arvus. So if other people had that ability to stop someone from doing chait, they're also responsible. When that fellow does tshuva for the chait that he did, the ikar chait, all those people who are being held accountable for not stopping him no longer are accountable anymore. They should have stopped him, but now that he did tshuva, his chait was wiped out, may have even become a zchus instead of a chait, and certainly they get a kapar. That's what it means. Kalayla means whoever was available to stop and didn't stop, who's normally held accountable, will not be held accountable. That's what it means in that context, that Gemara. Okay, so Hechidami Baal Tshuva. What does it mean? What's the case? What is the situation where someone's considered a Baal Tshuva? We're about 6-7 lines down into the wide lines on Pei Vav and Beis. Hechidami Baal Tshuva, Amar Behuda, Kigoyin, the Aveira, the opportunity came back to the Aveira a second time, a third time really, after you did the chait, a couple of times he was faced with opportunity and he overcame the urge and he did not succumb to the chait. That's a real Baal Tshuva. Says Gemara a little further, Machver Avida Ruda demonstrated, Ba'isa Isha, Ba'isa Perik, Ba'isa Makam, that the ultimate Tshuva is having the opportunity with the same woman, let's assume we're talking about a chait of an Isha, of some sort of Arias, and in the same location, and the same time and same place. So all the opportunity that was there for the same way he succumbed last time, and he overcomes it. Rambam actually writes, he makes a distinction between tshuva gemura and tshuva. Tshuva, he writes, is time that a person has charata for what he does. He does tshuva for what he did, and Akash Baruch Hu could be made that this person will not fall back to the chait again based on where he is today. Akash Baruch Hu is being made. It's like a testimony. Akash Baruch Hu read into the person's heart, and he can be testified this person, as of right now, the matzvi is right now, he wouldn't succumb again. But says Rambam, that's not the ultimate tshuva, because ultimate tshuva is we're in the pile. In reality, the guy's faced with the exact same opportunity, and he does tshuva, and he doesn't succumb. That's the ultimate tshuva. That's the basic, simple pshat of this gemara, that you have to have the same exact circumstances to be able to really fully demonstrate in practice that he did tshuva. However, Sefer Ein Yitzchak adds another knach. What's the mile of the same exact place? Because when a person did a chait in a certain place, he gave the makam, became a kecha tumma. The makam now is a kecha tumma. Unbelievable idea, which is really just something we should just keep in mind in general. It's one more thing to think about before we maybe misbehave, that when a person does a chait in a particular place, it gives a kecha tumma. Not much different than, it's obviously the opposite direction, but when we have the idea of davening, a person who davens, we've spoken to out of the past, it was very negar during the pandemic when the shuls were closed, that a person should have a makam kavua where he davens, even if it's not in shul, even if he's davening in his house, it should be, if he has a study, a certain spot, special spot where he davens. There's a few reasons. One reason is also it helps with kavana, having a special spot, but also having a spot where he davens, that spot becomes mesurgal. It has over there a maila, it has a kayach of kedusha, a kayach of tefillah in that spot, and that aids and helps him be more matzliach in his tefillah. On the flip side, one who does a chait in a certain place, that place gets a kayach atuma. And now that he's in that place, it's worse, it's harder than the first time. Because the first time he didn't do the chait yet, and he succumbed. Now when he's in the same place, and there's already a little bit of a kayach atuma there, and he still overcomes it, that's the Baal Tshuva, that's even starker, that's in Yitzchak, it's a bigger level. It's not just the same exact scenario, it's even harder, because the kayach atuma is now built in. It says more further, Rav Rami. Rav Yehuda says that Rav, is Rabbi Rav. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amir was the Amir of both Rav and Shmuel. He said the Rav asked the Stira, Ksiv Ashri Nesu Pesha Kisachatai, Uksiv Mechasa Pesha Vishav Lehatzliach. The Pasuk in Tilim Lamed Beis says, fortunate is the person who covers his chait, so concealing the chait is a maila. And then it says in Mishlei, Shlaim HaMel says, Mechasa Pesha Vishav Lehatzliach, one who covers his chait, one will Lehatzliach. So is one supposed to cover the chait, or is one not supposed to cover the chait? That's the, it seems to be a Stira from Mishlei to the Pesukim in the Pesukim Tilim. Says the Gemara again, we're Pei Vav Amud Beis, we're smack, we're about 10 lines into the wide lines. First word in line is Ksiv Asher Nesipesha. Says Mar Lekasha, Ha Bechit Mefursim, Ha Bechit Chein Mefursim. It depends if the Chet was known. The Gemara is going to have two answers. Answer number one is, if the Chet was known already, then there's no, he's not being Mevazah Shemayim or himself per se, by, he's not being Mevazah more or making a precus el to Shemayim by being mefarsim the chait. What he's doing is he's really making like a public declaration that he's got a problem, he's got to fix it. And by declaring a parabim, it's a great way to force himself to fix it, so then it's a maila. If the chait wasn't known, to make it known is not a maila, even though there's a benefit that'll help him to do better tshuva, but we don't just walk around bearing all of our insides. I actually want to tie in a pshat. A couple weeks ago, very recently, we had this, that we had the idea of Teich Kabari, that we Gemara discussed about the Aram. This was just in Yuma, a week or two ago. The Gemara discussed the inside and the outside were gold, and the most inner insert was gold, the most outer one was gold, and the in between them was wood. And we used that as a mashal, that who's fit to be in the Ismaelish, who's fit to be about Teresh, someone who's Teich Kabari. He's inside out, the way he acts on the outside is the way he's on the inside. He doesn't put on a show. We'll actually see a Gemara about that today, about people that put on a show. The Gemara calls them hypocrites, people that put on a show. Very important to be Teich Kabari. But we address the question that what's the pshat that there's one on the inside? If Teich Kabari means it's supposed to be inside, outside, or the same, so let it be inside, outside, the same through and through. What's the pshat that there's supposed to be, that there's wood in the inside? So we thought of a svara. I'm sure there's probably, I may have heard it somewhere, or if not, it's my own, but I think it's really a real emistika, simple svara that Teich Kabari doesn't mean that a person has to reveal everything that's inside. Teich Kabari means you shouldn't put on a show and behave on the outside like he's a tzaddik, and inside he does things that are not consistent with the impression he puts on for the public. That's a faker. It's a hypocrite. That's terrible. But it doesn't mean a person mechliyev to go and publicize every misstep that he does. There's no mitzvah to go and publicize every misstep that he does. That's why there's supposed to be a certain zich, a certain privacy. Today it's a very common thing that people feel empowered by being able to speak about their weaknesses. And I'm not saying that's not a good thing in some cases. Agamar clearly saying it could be a good thing where the chait was already known and he comes public and he says it, it's a mile of freedom to be able to do tshuva. But the general idea of having the wood in between the two golds could be is to be miram is that there's still supposed to be a level of secrecy, level of concealment. It's not a steer to being an honest person. You're not being a faker by not openly just willingly disclosing every negative or everything that's not perfect in one's life. I think it's a basic idea. So that's could be this Gemara over here too. When it's the chait's already mefursim, fine, be mefursim. When it's not mefursim, then keep it quiet. That's the answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Zutra, Rav Tuvia, Amar, Rav Nachman, Kam Baveir Shemin Ad Machaveri, Kam Baveir Shemin Ad Lamakam. It depends. Aveir Shemin Ad Lamakam, don't be mefursim. Because it's again, it shows a certain level, by mefursim Aveiris, it's a certain rebelliousness. It's showing, I did this chait, I rebelled against Hashem. Whether he did it, you know, fully maliciously or not fully maliciously, bottom line is he's revealing that he stepped over the line and he did a chet to get Hashem. He needs the kapar of the chaver anyway. He needs to get a kapar of chaver. So over there, he should not conceal it. He should reveal it because he needs to get that kapar. There's a discussion in the Rishayim whether or not, it's not so clear, but it's clear. It's a discussion based on the wording of the Rishayim that are these two answers exclusive of each other or they both could be true. So the Rif and the Rush, they only bring the second answer. They only bring Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Ben Nachman's answer that Benel Machaveri be Mefarsim, Benel Makam don't be Mefarsim. That's all they bring, which would seem to me that they don't hold it. They hold the two answers are arguing, and they don't hold the first answer. However, the Ravid in Asagas does learn, he brings both of these answers. Clearly, he learned that both these ideas are true. They work in tandem with each other, that both concepts are true. So something which is already revealed, you can reveal something which was secret if you shouldn't reveal, and something which is Benel Machaveri should be revealed, something which is Benel Makam should also not be revealed. Sounds like even if it was already in the open, one should not go and further publicize it if it's been Adam Lamakam. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Daimer, Adam Avera, Parbishayna Mechalei. A person does Avera the first time, Mechila. Second time, Shnia Mechalei, Shlishas Mechalei. Second and third time also, Mechila. Revias a Mechalei, but based on the pasuk we have to quote, the fourth time he does Avera, he no longer will he get Kapara, Shenemar, Kaimar, Shem, Shesh Peshay Israel, Val Arba Le Shvenu. For three Peshay Israel, I'll hold it, Kash Baruch says, by the fourth, I'm not gonna forgive them. Vaimer, and a further pasuk of this, Hankalei Yifel, El Kale, Pamayim Shalish Im Gever. 3 times with the Gever. So if a Pamayim is 2 times, 2 or 3 times, Akash Baruch Hu save the Avera. By the 4th time, that's it. He's not Seifel. My Avera Mori being a second pasuk to back up this idea. Says Mavchitim Hanimu B'Tzibur, because you say the first pasuk talking about Dafka by the Tzibur. Av Yachloi B'Napayachet Tashema. Hein Kol Eli Yifal Kale. Pamayim Shalish Im Gever. Gever Zoshin Yachid. It's talking about a Yachid. And still we're saying that for the first 3 times, Akash Baruch Hu says, I'll be Seifel. But afterwards, no mechila. We'll read the parentheses. Now, of course, the idea very important to remember. We already discussed this. The Gabi just big chiddush we said just in the shiur just the other day about chil Hashem. But the Gemara says there's no way you have a tshuva unless you have all the different things: fasting, you have tshuva. Sorry, you have Yom Kippur, tshuva, Yisurim, and even with all that, only with me Sidira Kapara. And we spoke up for the Rishayim that I don't want to say lav dafka Gemara, but there are ways. The Shara Tshuva says, of a person, he goes, let him be, that could be a kapara tshuva for Chil Hashem. We said from the Shara Tshuva further, that if a person goes and he's miyagei and tari, yigias and tari could be a kapara for Chil Hashem. We had said from the Meiri, that all these different levels of chatayim, of what type of tshuvas they need, what type of actions they need for kapara, are just levels of the severity of the chait. But in reality, tshuvish gemura, tshuvish lema, a full-fledged tshuva, can be a kapara for any chait, that is the Meiri. So again, you have Rishayin, Meiri, Rabbeinu Yaina, all giving explanations of, even though the Gemara says, seemingly there's no real tshuva, there's tshuva here in Agamar as well. The same idea. We're saying the first 3 times, mechila is more easily achievable. After the 4th time, it just becomes more difficult, but not that the first 3 times there's a free lunch at this mechila just like that without doing tshuva. And not by the 4th time that there's no, not shaykh mechila. Both those ideas still hold true, just that it becomes more difficult to do tshuva after the 4th, and it's easier for the first 3. Says them further. Tarabanim. Averis yas vada alav yom kippur mizah. Averis that one was misvada on a particular Yom Kippur, I'd say Yom Kippur in last year, leis vada yom kippur acher. When it comes to next year, it shouldn't be misvada again for those same chatoim the following year. Vim shanabem, if he repeated the averis, tzarech lesvada yom kippur acher. Then he does have to be misvada again the next year. And I can't report down to me, beautiful. What this means is, the chiddush is that not just that he has to be misvada for the avera that he did again this past year. Of course, he did no averis between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, so of course he has to be misvada. It means then the taka makes sense to repeat the avera he had done the year before. Because you could say in Lamdas, since he did tshuva, but he kept going back to the same chait, it means that tshuva wasn't complete either, and therefore he's not just being misvada for this most recent year, he'd be misvada for the year prior to that as well. That's only if he repeated the chait. If he didn't repeat the chait, then he should not be misvada again in the next year, according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa. Vim lo yishanabem, if he didn't do the chait, and yet, v'chaz misvada lehem, he didn't repeat the chait, but he does repeat the vidoy in the second year, even though he's done tshuva, and he already had Yom Kippur, and he already was misvada, and he hasn't done the chait since, and he's still being misvada again. All of because of Eimer, kikelav shav al kei, kisil shenim b'givalte. Like a dog that goes back to his vomit, so to a fool goes back to his foolishness. Meaning, the Tanakhama is a bad thing. Why are you repeating the old averis that you did? You ready to tshuva? You ready to misvada? Move on. Only focus on averis that you've done in the past year. Don't focus on all the averis that you already did tshuva for. What's the issue? Rabbi Yehuda elaborates. The issue is because it almost comes across like a lack of emuna in the power of tshuva, in the power of Yom Kippur. You did tshuva, you had Yom Kippur. Why are you saying Vito again for the same averis that you already did tshuva and Yom Kippur in a prior year? It's almost like you don't believe in the whole powers of Yom Kippur and of tshuva, and therefore that's the negative. However, Rabbi Yehuda in that same piece just says that Enochrami, of course, to make a general bakasha for a slicha on all prior averis, that you could do. That's not a stira. A person should always hold, even according to Tanakhama, he should hold a certain level sadness, may not be the right word, but he should have a feeling of asking for forgiveness for old chatoim that he did, even after Yom Kippur, even according to this opinion. Okay, says Gemara, a dissenting view. Rabbi Zvakov Emer, and this really was born in Shulchan Aruch. Kol shekein shu meshubach adarava. It's meshubach to keep repeating his old chatayim. Shemar ki pashani eda v'chatasi negdi samed. My chait is negdi samed. The pasuk again in Tehillim in Kapitel Nun Aleph. Chatasi is negdi samed. My chait is always in front of me. What do you mean samed? Even after I done tshuva, my chait always remains in front of me. It's a good mahalach to always remember old chatayim and to consistently ask for tshuva, ask for kapara, even after he already has done that and already after he had him kippur. I the pasuk he quoted about kikelev like a kelev who's chayzer on his vomit. Elamani mekayim. What do you do that pasuk? That's because Rav Huna, famous member of Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, keep it shav adam aver v'shana by a person aver once, and then repeats that aver huchle becomes mutter tem. Huchle is not a person aver once, twice, it becomes mutter. Huchle is not avadanat ela na'im anas lekehter. It means it becomes a keter once he gets into the habit of doing that aver. The first time it was a little bit, he crossed the line. Second time he crossed the line again. By the third time, but once he crossed the line twice already, third time it just becomes, it's as if it's mutter, meaning he has no inhibitions not to do it. So that's what it means. Kekelav shav kei, once it's like a person who, the first time it's like vomiting, and the second time it's like the dog going over his vomit again, and after that it's already free reign. That's what that pasuk is referring to. How do we paskin? So everybody mentioned already at the Shulchan Aruch. It's really Rambam. Rambam paskins that let's start first. Rabbi Yehuda and the Ritz Geis paskin Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda and the Ritz Geis paskin Tanakama. Then one should not repeat a vidui in a year. And Yom Kippur, that he already was misfad the prior year and did not repeat the chait, he should not repeat the vidui for that chait in the subsequent years. However, Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kesemish explains because why the second opinion of Agamar was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and we have a kol Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The teachings of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are kav v'naki. They're not so many in amount, but they're very clear, and we typically pass like him. Kav, we spoke on the past Gematria 102. And I think it's Rabbi Nechananel who says that there's 102 members of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov in Shas. So if it's very well, the Gematria Kav Venaki, it's not just that it's not such a large amount, it's that it's exactly 102 members. Either way, so the Kesemisha explains that's why Rambam passes like Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, that we should continuously repeat old Chatoyim in our Vidui. And Taka the Rosh, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Tzimin, Tuf, Reish, Zayin, Sivav, they all bring this as well. Michas Chinuch asks a side steer on the Kesemishna. Kesemishna is explaining the reason why Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's because Mishas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki, there's a place elsewhere where the Rambam Paskins is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Kesemishna himself explains, you know why? Because that was a Braisa. Then we say the Klal of Mishas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki is only in Mishnayas. Literally, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki, but not in Braisas. So we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Dafka in Mishnayas, and Braisas, we don't have the Klal. The Klal that we pass like him doesn't exist. Ask the Michas Chinuch, Bob Gasha, how could Kesemishna say over here the reason why Rambam passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and saying we should repeat the chatayim in our vidui in future years, we should repeat it because of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? This is not a Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This is a Braisa. We have Tanur Rabbanan was a Braisa, wasn't a Mishnah, so it doesn't fit the cloud that the Kesemishna himself has put forth elsewhere. Starker Kash again. It doesn't mean he can't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but the reasoning the Kesemishna is saying is because of Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki, that reasoning shouldn't apply over here because over here it's not a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah. It is a Braisa. Starker Kasha from the Michas Chinuch on the Kesemishna. Okay, says more further. Another discussion about these about vidui, about tshuva. One has to specify the chait. Shenemar ana chata amazeh. That they made this god of gold. Of course, talking about the eagle, but he explained what the chait was. One has to be mefarit. He has to speak out what the chait is. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva says no. Asher needs to pesach kisachatoy. Quotes the pasuk we started off with early today from Tilim Lamed Beis. Fortunate is praiseworthy is the one who covers the chait. Don't go. Just tell Hashem Baruch Hu you sin. Hashem Baruch Hu knows the sin that we did. We know in our minds. We don't have to go and elaborate on the veir that we did. But according to Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu elaborate what that veir was? V'yaslam elehezav. K'ravyanai, dam Ravyanai, amar Moshe Tegash Baruch Hu. Rabbanu Shalaylam, kesef azav shir bisa lem l'Yisrael, ad sham redai, garam lem l'yisrael elehezav. The money, the kesef and gold that he gave Klai Yisrael until they said enough, they said, you give so much, that money is what led them to chait. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming to say, describe what the chait was, because you have to be mefarit. You have to specify the chait. Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of giving an excuse to Klai Yisrael, telling Tegash Baruch Hu, that you know what caused them to chait with the eagle? Because you gave them so much money and they took away their minds and they misused it. That's what led to the chait. Was kind of trying to give an excuse to Klai Yisrael, so to speak, trying to lay some blame away from Klai Yisrael, not to specify the chait. That's how Rabbi Kiva interpreted that pasuk. Lemaisa again, how do you paskin? Are we mefarat the chait or not? So we know Rambam paskins that we mefarat the chait. Miri paskins that you're not mefarat the chait. You don't spell the chait like Rabbi Kiva. Rambam paskins like Rabbi Mabava. You mefarat the chait. Shulchan Aruch brings like Rambam nachin to speak out the chait. Nachin, it's proper to speak out the chait. The Tzeis Hashanim says that's pshat where we have our nusach avide. We have a nusach avide where we go through all the different paskins of time, and we all as a tzibur we say privately, we say low, we say it in our private shemar esrei to come up in, later in the daf. And then we say it also again at the end of Shemar Esrei. We say it in Chazar Shatz, let's just say, in the middle, we say it at the end of Shemar Esrei, in the private Shemar Esrei, and the middle of Chazar Shatz, in the middle of Shemar Esrei, in the Chazar Shatz. But the point is, we have a whole Seder Vidui, a Seder Aleph base to cover all Chatoyim. Why? For this purpose of being mefarat the chait, as I said, there are those that are mefakfik a little bit that are bothered and say, not so fast. Because if the whole idea of spelling out the chait is for a person to speak out the specific chait that he did to kind of get in touch with it and be self-aware and be made to Kadosh Baruch Hu about the chait, if you're going to have a nusach that's just based on Seder Aleph Beis and based on a standard nusach, then even when the person comes to the chait that he did, you could hear a svar that he's not really connecting to the vidur of that particular chait because he's speaking out tons of chatam that he didn't do. So maybe it wouldn't have the same value. There, that is some of mefakfik on this idea, but the Seder learns very simply the idea of saying all the different chatam based on the Aleph Beis, it really comes from this concept of being mefarat the chait. Says it more further. There were two pronounced time, two leaders that rose to Klai Yisrael, Meshav and David, Meshav and Kisvein Yikosav Sochani. Meshav and says, say my Avera. Say it in the Torah, say my Avera. Shinemar, Yan Le'man to be like the Sheni, that Akash Baruch Hu, we just had a couple weeks ago, the Parasha, Akash Baruch Hu said, after Meshav and didn't speak to the rock, he hit the rock, you didn't believe me to be Mekadosh, my name in the Midbar, so both Meshav and Aaron, you're not going to go to Yisrael, you're both going to die. So the Torah specifies the hate when Meshav and died, and Meshav says, I want it to be specified. We'll see where in a minute. David Amach says, Ali Yikosav Sochani, don't write about me, my disgrace. Shinemar, of course, this is the buzzword we keep quoting. Dabra Mel, Kapitol Amin Beis, and Tillim. Ashen is the Feshek, Kisa Chatai. Fortune is the one who his chait is carried, his chait is concealed. Mashal, the Meshav David. What's the Mashal, Meshav David, Lama David David compared to? Now, there's two versions of how to teach this Gemara. We'll teach a simple version, then we'll teach Rashi's version. It's not a simple. Maybe we'll do Rashi first. Rashi's going to learn that the Gemara is going to have a Mashal, and the Mashal really is going to be a Mashal between Meshav Abenu as opposed to the rest of Klal Yisrael, not as opposed to David HaMelech. The other way to learn it, which would be pretty straightforward, is also Meshav Abenu as compared to David, but Rashi doesn't want to go that way, clearly because we don't want to put David HaMelech in the negative light that this Mashal gives. Let's see. Says Gemara, and two women are getting Malkus Bezdin. Echaz Kalkala, one was Makalkal in her ways. She committed an Ashes Ish. She's straight from her husband. That's one. And she's getting Malkus. Echaz Achal Pagi Shvias. And one ate Pagi Shvias. Pagi Shvias is basically fruit pears of Shvias. The Alachas pears of Shvias is Mutti from Adit. The problem is, you're supposed to eat it and not just destroy it. She ate unripe produce of Shvias, which is an effect because it's not considered proper achila, it's like destroying it. That was her chait. We're not saying it's not a chait, but it's a more minimal chait, meaning in the sense that she did eat the Shemitah for produce like she's supposed to. She ate it prematurely, and that's a level of chait in there, and she's getting Malkus. So the one who's giving Malkus for the Pagi Shvias, she doesn't want to have the reputation as someone's getting Malkus for perhaps straying on her husband. She's like, please publicize the chait that I did, that people should know it was kind of this lower level chait, as opposed to this chait that's more egregious, that people are more look at much worse. Says Gemara, she says, please, I beg of you. Let people know what this woman, talking about herself, is being getting malchus for. They shouldn't say that this was getting malchus for the same one as that one, for the same reason as that one, namely for committing adultery. So they brought like a wreath of figs, unripe figs, and they hung it around their neck. That word she get out from a wreath of figs. They should become clear, and they announced, this woman's getting malchus for Shvias. She was happy to pronounce her hate because people would have only thought worse of her. That's why she wanted it. Now, it doesn't go back to the flip side. So what is the flip side? So the flip side, if you read the Gemara straight without seeing Rashi's Malach, would almost be that Moshe Rabbeinu, that's that this part stays the same. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't think I'm not going to Yisrael for some, you know, some, who knows what the chait could be. It was because I didn't speak to the rock. I hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, not minimize there was a chait, but it was, again, this goes with Rashi and Chumash. Rashi actually over here, ironically, brings in that Moshe went to, Moshe didn't get to go to Yisrael for a different reason. Rashi means a very big chiddush. First of all, it's different than what Rashi and Chumash says. He didn't go to Yisrael, Rashi says, because he says, Shimunu HaMayrim, but also it's also not so simple the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yan, Ashley Mantim bin. The Gemara already gave a reason. Interesting where Rashi brings this other reason, but okay, let's go simple with the simple reading of the Gemara. That Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I did a chait, but don't think it was some crazy chait, who knows what, don't let your imaginations run wild. It was the chait of hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Simple. That's the comparison. The woman says, people should know it's the chait of eating Pagi Shvias and not more than that. Whereas David HaMelech, whose chait seemingly, again, there's a simple question, it's not the way Rashi learns. If we're comparing it to David HaMelech's chait was a little more complicated, put it that way, it was a little more complicated with Bathsheba, and therefore he says, let's keep it quiet, let's keep it silent. That would be the simple type of the Gemara. But Rashi does not want to learn the way the chayr, because Rashi held that's not, it's not proper to even contemplate that David HaMelech's chait was David Malchi was Bechlal, what we think of it as some sort of Arias or Chalil along those lines. Uriah died in the Muhammad. There was also whoever went to Muhammad wrote a get to their wives conditionally if they're gonna die. And therefore Rashi learns that the comparison of the Mashal is to Mesha versus the rest of Klal Yisrael. That Mesha Rabbeinu didn't get to go to Yisrael, but he's saying, don't think I'm the same as just as Klal Yisrael, who was penalized for going to Yisrael. Those who were penalized for going to Yisrael and Klal Yisrael was for a much bigger chatayim, whether it was the Meraglim, whether it was the Avodah Zarah, whatever the chait was, they were penalized for going to Yisrael. By me, it was this, we call the smaller chait of hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock. So it's really just a comparison between Mesha and the rest of Klai Yisrael. Nothing to do with David. That is the other way to learn this Gemara. That's the simple way. That's the way Rashi seems to be learning this Gemara. He makes no mention on the flip side of David. Mepharsim as a Chanafim. We referenced this before, that we Mepharsim, we expose the hypocrites. Hypocrites, the way they touch hypocrites, really people that they try to act one way on the outside as if they're lofty, and on the inside, privately, they're doing Averis. So we expose them, Michel Hashem. We expose them because of Chil Hashem. Shin Emar. I'll put a michshel in front of them. I'll put a michshel to show that he's going to slip up in public, so it will become known. Instead of having this guy there, everyone thinks he's a great tzaddik, and then someday he goes to this big avera, it'll be clear he's not a great tzaddik in the first place, because I'll have him slip up in public. It'll be revealed that he's not going to have such a tzaddik to begin with. Tshuva samuchatim, makafis pranius. The tshuva, even of the muchatim means like those that are like stamped as wicked, it's still makafis pranius. The tshuva of someone that already had was muchat to be a rasha erases the punishment. Even though the Gzara Din Shepranis was already established, if he does proper tshuva, the avera, the punishment is erased, even though the punishment was sealed. Shalvas Hashem, Seifa, Takala, the end, this is again this continuation of the same Raisa, the tranquility of the Rishayim ends in trouble. What does that mean? For Rishus, Mekabres is Balal, authority, being in a position of authority, buries its the Bailam, who have that authority, right? That's already Mishnah Navos. Aram Nichnas La Ve'erim Yatzmenu. A person should go and undressed, naked, so to speak, and come out naked. V'levai Sheyitziyam Kaviyah, and as you see, it should be like Kaviyah going out, should be like coming in. This refers to people who are judges, people who are in a position of authority. Or judges, they should come out, go in empty handed, and come out empty handed. People, they shouldn't be misappropriating, either taking money as bribes for their judgment, or for whatever the other power their position is, they shouldn't be benefiting monetarily off of it. Says the Gemara along these lines, two stories with different Amiram, same almost exact same idea. Rav Kevi Nafik made the Dinam Rav when he called out to go judge in a court case. Amrachi would say, I'm going out on my own volition, I'm going out to my death. Someone who doesn't judge properly is a very, very chametika punishment for not judging properly. And I'm not taking care of my household needs because I'm busy with this court case. And I'm going to come back empty-handed to my house. And how that my going out should be the same as going in. There shouldn't be any more money in my pocket. It should be very clear that I was clean from any bad activities. Rav Akiva Nafik Ludina Amarachi. It's going to be exactly the same thing. Really quickly, top of Pesach and Ralf. Of his own volition, this fellow is going to death, so to speak, by taking on the chrayis of being a judge. He's not doing his household chores. He's going back to his house. And the return back home should be like yitzias when he left, without having any misappropriate any funds. And when he saw the people following him, giving him covet, because he came out from judging a court case or whatever he's doing in a position of leadership, people following him, giving him covet, Amar would say, the pasuk describes that someone reaching the heaven, reaching the clouds, yet he's going to perish like junk, like dung, and people are going to say, who is he? Where is he? Basically, he wanted to talk down any guy with the get to his head. He wanted to talk it down that it's all nothing, and he's nothing. Very similar to the next Gemara. Rav Zutra, when he would, the Talmidim would carry him on the shoulders, because he'd give the big shmuz in front of the Holy Smedesh, they'd carry him on their shoulders to his spot to give the shear, so there's a lot of covet. Havem, he'd say, Ki leilam chesen vim nezel vim nezel davadar. Power doesn't last forever, crown doesn't last from generation to generation. He was saying that, you know, don't he was telling himself, don't get too caught up in the covet they're giving you, don't let it get to your head. Seis, it doesn't last forever. Seis bnei Russia leitav. Back to the Bryce that says, so show a favor to a Russia who's not good. Again, this is a Pasuk Vayter in the Pasuk of Mishlei. Letev lam l'Rishayim sh'naisim et lem panam ba'mazah. It's not good for the Rishayim that they are shown favor in this world. Letev lam l'Achav sh'naisim panam ba'mazah. It wasn't good for Achav they show favor in this world. This is a famous idea that Rishayim, they get good in this world to clean their slate of what rewards they're entitled to in order that the next world, they're ripe just for punishment. Shenemer yan ki nichna on the flip side, to tilt, it's good to tilt the scales of the tzaddik and mishpat. What does that mean? It's good for tzaddikim that they don't get favor in judgment in this world. It was good for mishpat that they wasn't shown favor in this world, and he ended up having to be punished and killed. We know why already. Shenemar, possibly just quoted before, because he didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to be makadosh as much as he could have. Whatever the chiddush is, by the way, I just went with the simple malach from Rashi that he hit the rock and said, speaking to the rock, many rishonim, many achronim discuss at length what exactly the chait was. They don't necessarily agree with that pshat. They don't know what the chait was, but whatever it was, it's clear in the psukim there was some chait about Moshe Rabbeinu not being makadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the fullest extent, Hashem Shemayim, in the midbar, and because that he's punished, and that was good for him in order that he should clean his slate in this world and be ripe and be ready to go into the Olam HaEmes. Ha Ilun Amantem, the Mer makes a dig now. Even Ilun Amantem me, had he been my me, Adan Legis Banal Batamarel. This is interesting. This is Mashba. Forget about being shown favor and not being punished. Had he not done the chait, he'd still be in this world and he still wouldn't be in Olam Emes yet. And it would have delayed his ability to go into the Olam Emes. So it's almost like the Chayit itself is a Maila Bichidish. I'm not exactly sure what the world wants to bring out with this. With that little component. The first part of it is that he wasn't shown favor and he's held accountable. Yeah, he's held accountable in this world in order that should be making clean slate for the next world. Now it almost sounds like the Chayit itself sped up a process that would overall beneficial that he goes to the Ilma Emes. Ashrayim l'tzadikim, l'edayin shen zeichem, fortunate zeichem, not only are they zeichem for themselves, for the good treatment for themselves, el shemazakim the name asif kalderis, the mazakim, their children, the grandchildren of asif kalderis. What's an example? Shkama banam lehela, Aaron, Shirin, Lusaf, Kanat, Viu, Aaron, Akain, had many children. His other children also were deserving to be burnt up, so to speak, like Nadaviyu. What's the source? Shinemar, Hanesarim, because it refers to his children that survived as Hanesarim. If it just meant the ones that were left over, so to speak, the ones that lived, it should have said Hanesharim. Hanesarim is much like leftovers, like Nasir, like don't leave it over, Nasir, like Psalnasir, like Mamish, like extra, right? Like Nasir. So that's much for that they were supposed to die. So why didn't they? El Shamalem Schusavim, the Schus of their father came to protect them, which is a Pella at face value, because if you look at the Psukkim over there in Chumash, the Mashmais, the Psukkim, the way the Farshim explained, it's really it could be the Gemara. It's clearly Rashi, but Rashi, if somebody gets from Gemara, I don't remember the Gemara's offhand, that in the Lashon Pesukim was that it was blamed on Aaron HaKayin, the fact that he was supposed to lose not just the Naviyu, even other children as well, because of the Chet Egel, or whatever he was doing at that time, he was considered being held accountable that it wasn't just another Naviyu, it was even the other children, and if I remember correctly, the way Rashi brings it was Beschus Maisha that the other sons were saved. But over here, in our Gemara, it seems to be very clear that the other children were deserving of death, and it was because Aaron, they were saved. Someone to say the Nechrami. It was because Aaron that they were, I shouldn't say because, but it was on account of Aaron that maybe they were chayiv in the first place, but Lamaisa was on account of Aaron, and they got saved. They were focused on that part, and the merit of the tzaddikim is such, and they can save, the merit goes to their children, and Lamaisa, the children were saved in the merit of Aaron as well, and that's the part that we're focused on in our Gemara. Okay. Aylan the Mishayim, woe was the Mishayim, Leidaisha B'chayim Natsman. Not only the Mechayim themselves, the Mechayim, the children, and the Geshus, of course, the obvious, the famous question this is, that we know the Yimus of Banim, Banim don't die for the Chet of the fathers. We do have a concept that Akash Baruch remembers good deeds for thousands of Dairus, and bad deeds for two or three for a few Dairus. But bad deeds are remembered for a few Dairus, so there is an element that the children could have the punishment of the father, and the Gemara explains, when is that? When they continue in the actions, the negative actions of the of their fathers, then they get held accountable for the Averis, not just their own, of the forefathers, because they continued in that same method. Okay, so that must be the case over here too, that the Rishayim are Mechayim themselves, and Mechayim the children, and the grandchildren, as they've called theirs, assuming they continue in that bad way. Kind of many children that were fit to get smicha in learning, like Tevi, the servant of Rav Gamliel. First, point out that Tevi never really got smicha. He just was very knowledgeable, and he was held in high esteem, even though he's an Eved Kanani. He was held in high esteem to Rav Gamliel, but the mice, he died as a slave, so it's not clear Pasha's going to get smicha mamish. The point is, they're fit. Many Kananim were fit to become Baal Teira, to come to know Alachas, to be like Tevi, El Shechev Zavim Garmalam, but the Chev of their forefathers caused them to remain in their negative state and lose out on the opportunity because the forefathers were ready Rishayim. Kal Mazakas Rabbim, whoever's Mazakas Rabbim, ain't Chet Baal Yadeh. Whoever is Mazakah the Rabbim, he causes good for the Rabbim, a Chet doesn't come via his hand. Kal Machtias Rabbim, whoever caused the Rabbim to sin, Kemali must speak Miyadeh Lasa Tshuva. It's Kemat that he doesn't have the ability to Tshuva. So that, the first explain, there's two levels to it. There's, of course, a punishment that becomes difficult because he's being Machtia the people, but also it's a reality. Because if he causes many other people to do chatayim, and those people in turn will naturally cause others to do chatayim, for him to track down and get back all those people to stop him doing chatayim is almost impossible. Because even if it's Tshuva himself, how's he doing Tshuva for all those other people that he caused to do chatayim? And that's why on a practical level, it's very difficult to do Tshuva. What about, but of course, like we said, there always seems to be some ability of Tshuva. What about the first part? Whoever was Zach the Rabbim, Ein Chet Bayadai, ask the Mefarshim, I'm not sure why the Mefarshim asked, what about Acher? What about Acher? Acher was the Rebbe of Meir. Presumably, he's Rebbe of Meir. Presumably, he was Mazakis a Rabbim. He taught the Rabbim Torah, and yet we're saying that what? That he went off the derech. So how could it be in chibal yaday? So the first should give a couple answers. First of all, maybe to our mayor, and I don't know if it's just our mayor only, but maybe only a few talmidim, not the rabbim. Rabbim typically is at least three people. Maybe he didn't teach a rabbim. He wasn't mezaka rabbim. Maybe that's one answer. Another answer is that he already had these bad intuitions, these bad natias while he was teaching. While he was teaching, he already had these bad deyas. So yes, if a person is mezaka rabbim, he'll be saved from getting bad machshavas and going off the derech. But if he was partially on the way off the derech, then it can't save him anymore, perhaps. Or a third answer is, it is the primary answer, really along the lines of things we've been saying throughout the past few blah, It doesn't mean he can't do a chait. If a person chooses, he wants to do a chait, he just was mazaka the rabbim with the greatest zechuyas, and now he wants to go do a chait, of course he does bechira. Of course he gets to do a chait. It just means that he has a certain natural, he gets a certain boost to be more protected from chait happening. But if he really chooses to do a chait, nothing can stop a person from doing a chait if he wants to, and therefore, even Acher was able to go off, even though he's mazaka rabbim. Says Gemara, kol mazaka rabbim, eicher bal yadai, my taima, kadesh lei, hug behenim, v'tamidav began eden. If a guy's mazaka rabbim, he's gonna be, and he does a chait, he'll be Ganem, as Tamidim will be in Gan Eden, that doesn't seem to pass, and therefore, once he's Mizak Rabbim, he's protected as well. Shenemar, again, he has that some level of protection. Shenemar, it's exactly the opposite. Shlehu ben Gan Eden, he shouldn't be in Gan Eden, after doing Shuvah, Tamidim, and all the people that followed him will be in Gan Eden. Shenemar, Adam Ashik Bedam, Nefesh Adbar Yanus, Yal Yisbechuvai. Haimer Echte, Vashav Echte Vashav. We said in the Mishnah, one who says, I'm going to do a Chait, and then I'll do Shuvah. I'll do Chait, then I'll do Shuvah. So, the halacha is, the Mishnah says, that he won't be given the opportunity to tshuva again, like we've spoken out. It doesn't mean he can't do tshuva, it just means it's going to be more difficult for such a person. Ask the Gemara, lemme the memory, echtav ashev, echtav ashev, treizim, why twice? What's the double nusach? Echtav ashev two times? Just say, I'm echtav ashev. A person who says preemptively, he's premeditated, I'm going to do a sin, and then I'm going to do tshuva, he's doing it all with a plan. He won't be masked to do tshuva. Why? What's the double nusach? The answer is like the Gemara we quoted before. Once a person has avera and then repeats it, hotshulei becomes mutter to him. Hotshulei sakadat becomes mutter to him. Elam nasle chetano means it becomes like mutter. The point is, it's when he does it multiple times, when he does this, when he repeats it, that's when it really becomes more established, and it's a bigger issue. It's a bigger hole to climb out of. We said if a person says I'll do a chet and Yom Kippur is mechaper, then Yom Kippur is not mechaper for him. Lamev sees like Rebbe, a person who declares, I'm going to do a chait, and Yom Kippur will work as a kapara. For him, it doesn't work as a kapara. Let's say like Rebbe, because Rebbe held Yom Kippur itself as mechaper, whether you do tshuva or not. Says Gemara, Rebbe Aimer, I'll call Averis Shebetaira, Benas Tshuva, Benas Tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. All Averis the Torah, whether you do tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So according to Rebbe, who cares if he said, I'm going to do a chait, and Yom Kippur is mechaper? Yom Kippur is mechaper even if you don't do tshuva at all. Says Gemara, Afilu Teima, I'll tell you even, it's Rebbe, Agav Shaini. If a guy does a chait because of Yom Kippur, he uses Yom Kippur to say, because the kapara that I'm going to get, I'm going to do a chait, I know I have a free lunch. No, for him, even Rebbe agrees, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Rebbe holds you don't have to do tshuva, Yom Kippur itself is mechaper, one who doesn't do tshuva, one who does not vera with Yom Kippur as the input, as the reason, as the power behind why he's doing that vera, for him, certainly Yom Kippur will be mechaper. If you recall, Rebbe Kanner uses this Gemara to answer the question we had the other day. We had a question, we were bothered, that what's the pshat that according to Rebbe, that the Beis Mikdash was destroyed? What's the Beis Mikdash destroyed? So Shana Mestakasha, the Mechaschilich has to discuss the Kasha. If according to Rebbe, that every Yom Kippur, automatically, whether we tshuva or not, we get a kapara, so how much averus could build up that Kaisol had to have a destruction Beis Mikdash every year by Yom Kippur, everyone gets a clean slate? That was the question that was asked. So Tayshanim want to answer that's not Mamish Kapara Gemura. The Chait is still there a little bit. It's still a stain there. It's not a Kapara Gemura. And therefore, over time, it can build up. And the Beis Mikdash was still, Nebuch, therefore, was destroyed. Reb Michas Linich answered that the Chatayim that they did to destroy the first Beis Mikdash, namely, Shechatam Gil Reis, and particularly Avoy Dezara, and the Chatayim of the second Beis Mikdash, which is Benam Nachaveri, which is again, Sinas Chinam, and Benam Nachaveri, and Avodah Zarah, even according to Rebbe, those are not Chatayim that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and therefore the Beis Mikdash was destroyed. That's Michas Chinuch's answer. So Rekanish Lita wanted to say beautiful, that based on this Gemara, you can see a third answer, that if a person says Echta and Yom Kippur is Mechaper, such an Avera, Yom Kippur is Takana Mechaper. So if you want to have, how can I solve Averis? How can they have Averis, build up Averis? If Yom Kippur is always Mechaper, how can they have a build up of Averis that can continue to climb and climb to the point where Beis Mikdash was destroyed? People who are doing Averis and relying on Yom Kippur's Kapara, all those type of Averis, which Yom Kippur's not Mechaper, even according to Rebbe, all those Averis built up, and maybe that was the power, unfortunately, that caused the Chorban Bayis. Okay, says more further. Averis ben Makim, Averis between a person and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he does tshuva for, and he gets Kapara. Averis ben Mechaverai, you don't get a Kapara until... I can't get a Kapara until I'm Meratzim Mechaverai, until I appease my friend. Rami l'Arbeisiv b'chavu l'Rab Avahu. The Rabbi Avo, Averi Shem Benam L'Mechaver Einam Kippur Mechaper V'Chasiv V'Miyachta Ishlish U'Filelik Elikim. Sounds like if a person does a chait against another man and Hashem accepts his pillah, accepts his appeasement, sounds like he's getting a kapara from Hashemayim for a chait that he did between him and a fellow man. Answers the Gemara Man Elikim Dayana. Elikim in this context means Elikim over there means a dayan, a judge, which is a fellow man. So a fellow man, he's getting kapara from Averi Shem Benam L'Mechaver through means of Ben Machaveri. Yachim is safe. Look at that next part of the pasuk. Vim Hashem Yachta Ish Mi Yifalai Mi Yifalai. But if he does the Chet Hashem, who's going to judge him? Meaning, what's the issue? If the end of the pasuk is referring to doing a doing a chait that was done directly to Akash Baruch Hu, and Akash Baruch Hu is the one that's judging him. So why does the pasuk seem to have a question mark, a loss of ways for Akash Baruch Hu to visit judgment on the person? What's so complicated? Says the Gemara, Hach Kamar. Here's a few of the pasuk. Im yechta ish leish ufillai elei kim imchalai. If a person does a chait, a man against man, and he appeases the person he did the chait to, so the appeasement's going to the Bein Ad Machaveri, like our Mishnah says you have to do, then Ataka, going back on the first stage, elei kim imchalai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the judge, not the judge in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takim mechaper. However, Vim Lashem Yechtish, Miyafal Badei, if he did a chait Hashem, not the other person, with what does he get a kapara? And the Pasuk just says it in question form, and the Gemara gives the answer, you know, with what? Tshuva Meisim Taivim. Tshuva Meisim Taivim is the way to get a kapara when one has a chait HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one has a chait to another person, the way to get a kapara is to appease the other person, and then he appeals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll get a kapara after first appeasing another person. When it comes to chait HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does Tshuva Meisim Taivim, and that's how he gets a kapara. Amar Bitzak. Kal Manat Kedes Chaveri Afilu Bidvarim, whoever chapers his friend, even through words alone, Tzarech Lefayis Yes to Mefayis. My son, if you became a guarantor for your friend, you stuck out your hands for a stranger. We're going to see the words and explain exactly the drush over here. Asa zois eifa b'yimetzel. If the words of your mouth, you chapered your friend, do this and you'll save yourself. Kibas b'kaf reecha leich v'shabes rav reecha. Imam yesh betcha hitel apisis yad v'mav harbe reyim. It's best what you did. If you chapered your friend with words, make sure to appease him and make sure he's no longer upset at you. If you chapered him with mammon, make sure to open your hand and let him take out money from your hand. Make sure to pay him back. Either way, make sure to sell the score with your friends, because without selling the score with your friends, then you're not going to get a kapara. And again, the beginning of this price was someone who is makanet, someone who chapers his friend, even with words alone, requires a kapara, requires to get an appeasement with his friend. Otherwise, he's held accountable. A person has to be mefayis his friend with three rows of people, and he goes with three rows of people. Three times. Shenemar Yishur al Nashem v'yamichatasi v'yishur avesi v'leshavali. So the word Yishur will touch as Shura, and three times there's a statement over here. The pasuk refers three times to going to ask a mechila. So he basically comes three times with three people to ask for kapara. And that's what he's obligated to do to try to get a kapara. We'll see shortly. The Mar is going to say that, so according to at least one opinion, after three times he shouldn't even ask anymore. Amar Yais Bechanina, Kam Vakish Matu Bechaveri, a person who asks forgiveness from his friend. I Vakish Ben Yais Bechash. Oh, it's right here. I Vakish Ben Yais Bechash Bamim. He shouldn't ask for mechila more than three times. Shemar Ana Sana Vata Sana. Says the word not three times. So only three times is what he should ask for kapara. The mace. And if the person that the victim has passed on, maybe I started Adam Amida Kivrei, brings the people to the caver. Vayimer, he says, Chatas l'Hashem l'kei Yisrael, l'ofleini shechavalti bai, I've done a chait to Hashem, and to so-and-so, shechavalti bai, that I wounded again, whether it's a physical wound, whether it's a monetary wound. He's asking for kapara with 10 people at the grave of the person asking for tshuva, for begging for forgiveness. Rabbi Yirmiyahu havi alei milsad l'Rabbi Abba Badei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a story, which we had reasons to be upset at Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a story where Abba had a reason to be upset at Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Also, Yisrael Dashter Ber Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyahu went and sat at the entrance of Rabbi Abba's house. Ba'ad Yishad Yab Maya, when Rabbi Abba's maid was throwing out water, garbage water, Matas Rifa to Maya Resha, some drops of water hit Rabbi Yirmiyahu in the head. Amar, Asuni Kashba, they made me like garbage. Karan Avshay, he said about himself, Me'ashbais Yarm Evyon, we say in Halal, Me'ashbais Yarm Evyon, from the heaps of garbage, Hashem raised up those that are poor. Shem Rabbi Abba Venafel Pay, Rabbi Abba went out and he heard this statement that he greeted him, Armalay, Hashat Sukhil Mepekadaita, now I need to appease you to receive Lechus Rabbis Rabbi Reich. I need to fulfill that pasuk. I'm going to appease the person that you shepherd. So now Rabbi Abba came out. Rabbi Yirmiyahu appeased him. Rabbi Zeir have Kevin Milsa live out the Anshi. Rabbi Zeir, when you have something a grievance with someone, have a chalof the son the kamei umam say he'd go and pass it from the person, give the person opportunity, kick the nice benepik leimidaita in order that the person who offended him should come out and appease him, and the guy should effect for himself a forgiveness. Rav had a grievance with a certain butcher, but apparently, we'll see from the story, it was some sort of two-way street, at least that the butcher felt. The butcher didn't come to ask for forgiveness. On the Erevin Kippur, Rav said, let me go. Let me go to create a pious between whatever the issue that we had between us is. As Rav was going, he bumped Rafuna. Rav asked Rav, where are you going? So Rav said, I'm going to get pious with so-and-so. So what did Rafuna say back? Amar, Ravuna said, Azabla Miklan Avshe. Abba was Rav, either it was Rav's name, Aruch, or it was Lashon of Endearment because he was the gadol of the generation. Abba's gonna go kill someone, meaning it's not gonna end well. Azal, this guy's not coming back to you for appeasement, you're going to him. He's still Bregus. Azal Vakam Eluye, when Rav stood by the butcher. Haviyosef Polyvation. The butcher was chopping animal heads. Doli Einav Chazi. The butcher saw Rav. Amar raised his eye. He saw Rav. Amar Le said to Rav, Abba Azil Zil Leslecha Milsamadach. Get out of here. What do you have? You have nothing to do. You have nothing. I have nothing to talk to you about. So Bahadid Polyv Chutzpah. First of all, he was not letting appeasement happen, not making shalom. And number two, he called Rav Abba, a disparaging lesson for who he had no right to call Rav Abba. Says Gemara. As he's breaking the next head, a bone shot out, hit him in the throat, and killed him. There is a discussion, right? So that was the end of that story. There is a discussion. So Ravuna was right that Rav, trying to get an appeasement from a person who wasn't ready to be appeased, ended up leading to the person's demise. But Ravuna also called Rav Abba. Shmuel calls Rav Abba. Shmuel was a Kamat Tamil Chavar. So if you hold that Abba is a lashon of endearment, a lashon of like the leader of the generation, like Rebbe. So it's great, not a problem. But if you hold Abba like the Aruch, like the Sefer Aruch is a lashon of was actually his name. His name was Abba. How did we understand this guy's being one of the reasons we're saying he's being punished is because this fellow called referred to Rav as Abba. How did Rav Huna, who was a clear Talmud of Rav, how did he refer to Rav as Abba? As a frek, the Teis Rishonim answered the Teis Rishonim because Rav Huna was he was referring to Rav as Abba not because that was his name but as a lashon even if that was his name but he was referring to as like a lashon of endearment. That's the Teishonim answers. So they want to be a riot from this. The famous question the Seichem discussed: what if a person's father's name is Abba, and the derech in that film is to call a father not daddy not tati Abba, but his father's name is Abba. Is that a problem or not? They clearly are referring to the general term of father Abba, but they're not referring to the name. But it is his name. Is that a problem? Based on Teishonim, it shouldn't be a problem because. Just like Rav's name was Abba, and we're saying it's okay for Rav Huna to call him that because Rav Huna meant a lashon of endearment. So to the children, you have to call the father Abba, even if that's his name, because they mean to say Abba. Interesting discussion. Okay, says Gemara further. We're not going to end the finishing. I see it's taking very long, but let's go a little further still. Says the Gemara. Rav the pasuk mid sidrei kamei to Rebbe. Rav was saying pesukim in front of Rebbe. Ayel while he's saying pesukim, Rashi says he's saying pesukim of nav neviim oksuvim, and while he's saying the pesukim, Ayel tapam beis asur Rav Chia hadla reish. Rav Chia came in. He went back to the beginning. We started again. Ayel bar kapara, hadla reisha. Bar kapara came in and went back to the beginning. Asur b'shem Rebbe, hadla reisha. B'shem Rebbe came in and went back to the beginning. So this is four times where he went back to the beginning. Rav Chanina bar Chama came in. Amar kula hai nader. Rav says, I have to keep going back to the beginning. Le hader, he don't go back anymore. He stopped. He continued. He didn't go back to the beginning for Rav Chanina bar Chama. And what happened? Ikbar Rav Chanina was upset about it. Why don't you go back to the beginning for me? Also, Rav, you have to know how many times he has to go back to the beginning. It's an interesting concept. If he started, he has to keep going back to the beginning because people came late. Also, Rav Gabay, Tlaser, Mali, Yom Kippurim. Rav went 13 Erev Yom Kippurs. Forgive this, from Chanina. Vleiv Ha'yas, Rav Chanina was not appeased. Hey, Chavarach, yes, how's that possible? Rav Yom Chanina. Rav Yom Chanina, Kom Vakash, Matu Mechaveri, Ali Vakash, Menu Yes, Meshashpamim. We said you shouldn't ask forgiveness more than three times. How did Rav ask 13 times? Answer to Rav Shiny, Rav was different. So this gets back to the question, does that mean you're not allowed to ask more than three times? And that just because you're not allowed to because you did your part and asking for more is problematic, or you don't have to. By saying Rav is different sounds like you don't have to, but you're allowed to. Otherwise, what do you mean Rav Shiny? Rav's allowed to do more than someone else? It's mashma that you don't have to, but you are allowed to. Okay, that's a simple text of the Gemara. Rav Chanina, Hechi Avid, so Rav is a flip, he asked 13 times. But the flip side, Rav Chanina, Hechi Avid, how can you not forgive Rav? Amar Rav, Kamar Vimidais, if one is forgiving on his measures, then Mavin Lam a Kapashav. If he's forgiving to others, Akash Baruch is forgiving to him. And Chas V'Shalom, vice versa, same thing. So how would he be so exacting on his measurements and not being forgiving Rav 13 times, 13 years, Rav gave forgiveness, and he wasn't being, wasn't forgiving. Ella, the more explains, there's a bigger story here. Rav Chanina Chami Chasle Rav. Rav Chanina saw in a dream about Rav Tachazok Vedikli, the Rav was hung from a palm tree, Ukamir Tachazokifu Vediklu, and he has a Messiah. Whoever's hung from a palm tree, Rav Shav is going to become the leader. Who was the leader of the Yeshiva's Netzrael? Rav Chanina was the leader. If you saw Rav as being the leader, you know what that means? That means he's obviously fired from his job or he's dead. So Amar said, Shabbat Minah Baylam Eved Rishusa, Rav wants to become the head of the Yeshiva's, Vleifayas, I'm not going to become appeased, Keich Delezel Legamer Arayisim Abavel, in order that Rav will pick up his stuff and take his yeshiva and his learning to Bavel, and like this, it won't affect Ezo's Pukh Nefesh for Rav Chanina. If Rav stays here, that means I'm dead, because he saw in a dream Rav was going to be the leader, so Rav Taka went and was the leader in Bavel, but he didn't get appeased, not because he didn't want to be appeased. It was a side purpose in order to cause Rav to abandon this place. Tana Abadim. Mitzvah Vida Evim Kippurim, Im Chashecha, Mitzvah Vida is Evim Kippur, as it gets dark. Aval Amracham, which means towards the evening, right before it gets dark. But Chama said, Yisvad is what we do. We do a vidya bat mincha before the meal. Suda Amasakis. Why? Yisvad kadosh yechal vishta shema titra of daita basuda. Do a vidya before he eats and drinks. Maybe he'll lose his mind at the meal. Say one vidya before that meal. V'afal pi. Even though he said vidu then, she's father couldn't shechel v'shas. Even though he said vidu then before he ate the meal on Erev Yom Kippur already, the father lachis shechel v'shta. He does another vidu after he drinks. Shemir by dvar kilkul b'suda. Maybe not very happy by the suda. Furthermore, up she's father by arvus. Even though he did vidu by marav after the suda, he's father shachos. He's vidu by shachos. Shachos is father musaf. Even though he did vidu by shachos, he repeats the vidu by musaf. Musaf is father mincha. Mincha is father ben ila. Veichin amrei. Where do you say these vidus? Yachin. Achet Vasa Yachet says it right after Tefillah, right after Shemar Esrei, Ushliach Tiber, and the Shliach Tiber says the Vidui in the middle of Shemar Esrei. My Amar, what is the Vidui? He says, Amar Rav, Ati Deir Rezalim. So very interesting lines of what they consider Vidui. Rav says, Eker Vidui is those Psukim, Ati Deir Rezalim. Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar, Mamaki Lev, the Tefillah of Mamaki Lev, Levi Amar, Vesaras Chachos Lemer, Vesaras Chachos Lemer, it describes the, That's the most important pasuk of the Vidui. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Kevin Hasein, Rabbi Melanais, our sins are too many to count, the Chasein of Mispar, and again, our various are too much to keep Cheshvin of. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Elikai, we say this all as part of our Nisach of Vidui, Elikai, Ashton Asarti, any could die before I was created, I wasn't worthy, Ashton Asarti, Kilun Asarti, and even now that I'm created, as if I still wasn't created, I'm still unworthy, offering Bechai, Kapachem, Bezasi, I'm offering while I'm alive, certainly after death, Harini, I'm like a kli full of embarrassment, humiliation. That I should not sin in the future. Whatever I've sinned in the past, erase, but not through yisurim. This Rava used to say all year round. And Rav Nuna Zutta would say this on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, and this is a video that many people don't say all year round, but they do say on Yom Kippur. Katan. Amar Rav Zutra. Amar Amar Avla Nachnu Katanu. This is only if they didn't yet say the lashon, the nusach tefillah of Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Aval Amar Anachnu Chatanu Sulit Zarech. You don't have to say any other further viduim because that's already a vidui. Damar Bar Mdudi Have Kamina Kamei Tishmuel. That nusach svar says every single day. Ashkenaz not, but Ashkenaz only on Slichas and those and the like. Svar says that lashon every single day by before Tachnun. Have Kamina Kamei Tishmuel. The Have Yasev Yisidim Vichimata Shlichut Tzibur of Amar Aval Anachnu Chatanu Kamekam. He stood up and Amar said Shvamina Iker Vidui Hayu. You see that this is the Iker Vidui. He got up and we said, learn from Shmuel's behavior, and he yelled, that was the Kavidoi, and Vidoi was satisfied with those words. Tanas, Mulut, and Mishnah, Gushlach, Barak, Mashana, 3 times a year, Kanam, Nais, Mas, Kapam, Arba, Pam, Yem, 3 times a year, Kanam, Duchen, 4 times a day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Nilas, Sharm. They Duchen by Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Nila Sharm. Vele, in which 3 days of the year do we have these 4 times of the kind of duchening? Betanias, of fast days, Mamadis. That's the days that the corresponded the Mishmaras in the base of Mikdash of the Kanim. You had the Israelim who went by Mamadam. And Yom Kippur. Now, the first should point out that L'chayra Yom Kippur, we have the 4 tefillahs. We have Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Nila. On the other days, even if you have Nila, you don't have Musaf on the other days. So, Labdavka, they want to say Labdavka just means, and every tefillah there's a duchening. Labdavka doesn't mean 4 duchenings. And every tefillah has a duchening on these 3 days because you're fasting. Otherwise, you wouldn't be saying duchening anytime in the afternoon because it's a chash that a person may have drank a little. My nil sharm, what is my nil sharm? Rav Amar nil sharm is slusa yiseira. It's extra shemar esrei. It's a full extra. Again, shemar esrei is a misnomer because shemar esrei means 18 brachas. We refer to the amida as shemar esrei, so that's when we use that word. We'll still call it shemar esrei, but it's not 18. On Yom Kippur, it's 7 brachas and not 18. Okay, it's an extra amida. Shmuel Amar manu machayenu. No, it's not a full shemar esrei. It's ma'anu machayenu. Meisve kasha on Shmuel. It's not a full shemar esrei. I are Yom Kippur mispal shevav mispada. Then I have Yom Kippur daven 7. Brachas of Amida, and then you say Vidi afterwards. Shachris Musal Shavu Zvada, Mus Musal Shavu Zvada, Mincha Musal Shavu Zvada. By Shachris Mus Mincha, the same thing. Ben Ilo also Musal Shavu Zvada. Again, near the same thing. You daven 7 brachas of Shemar Esrei, 7 brachas of Amida, and then you misvada. The chesim of vidui, and you end with vidui. Very clear. That's a full shemar esrei of neila with vidui as a chesima. Divrei Meir, Rachamaimrim, Mispal Sheva, Yidavin 7. V'mratz lachtam vidui chesim, and you, if you want, you can be chesim of vidui. But it's very clear they both agree. Meir and the Chamim agree that there is a full shemar esrei, a full 7 brachas of amida for neila. Says Mar Tifta Shmuel Tifta Taka a Tifta on Shmuel. Let's pause over here. I don't want to overstay. Let's pause over here. Mitzchem Lina tomorrow. We will finish the Masechta, and I guess I have to avert that original plan.